Commentator Jan Ting is a former assistant commissioner at the Immigration and Naturalization Service. He says the INS is an easy political target.
Politicians of both parties have echoed President Bush in bemoaning the INS's failure of this magnitude. But what exactly was the magnitude of this particular INS error, compared to, say, the intelligence failure which allowed the September 11th attacks to happen? And it wasn't the INS that issued visas allowing the hijackers to enter the U.S. in the first place. Unlike those failures, the INS's six-month delay in mailing its status change confirmation harmed no one except the agency itself. This is an agency that is constantly underfunded and overtasked by Congress. Perhaps it's because Congress is under political pressure. The travel industry opposes any enforcement of immigration laws that threatens its cash flow. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, and theme parks want the government to keep issuing tourist visas quickly without hassling applicants. Even now, the travel industry defends the visa waiver program it persuaded Congress to enact in 1986. That's the program that let European passport holders Zacharias Moussaoui, the so-called 20th hijacker, and Richard Reed, the alleged shoe bomber, board airplanes bound for the U.S. without having to apply for a U.S. visa. In 1996, universities, trade, and vocational schools prevented the implementation of a law that called for monitoring student visa holders. Congress caved in. So now, no penalty can be imposed on the Florida flight school that completed flight training for two of the September 11th hijackers, even though the school hadn't received notification from INS of their student status. INS is a troubled, demoralized agency. Its problems are not going to be fixed by changing the lines on an organizational chart. It's time for Congress and the executive branch to make immigration law enforcement a national security priority. They need to repeal the visa waiver program and resume requiring visas of foreigners before they board U.S.-bound airplanes. U.S. consular officers must take their time reviewing visa applications, and they must reject any about which they have the slightest uncertainty. Colleges and trade schools that fail to monitor foreign students must lose the right to enroll them and collect their tuition. Congress has to stop burdening the INS with complicated, politically motivated new amnesty programs. Only then, with additional funding for personnel and recruitment, can INS's fundamental problems be addressed.
The comments of Jan Ting, a professor at Temple University's Beasley School of Law.